Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cam.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Guess what? It is Think Thursday, and I know we all had a marvelous victorious day today. We have a good person coming on with us, Miss Ellen McLaughlin, the Beast from the East, is what I call Ellen, and behind will be Miyoshi. What's up? But before we get started, you know, we have to understand that life is about scaling one mountain, then facing the next one, followed by one after that. Those who persevere and finally succeed in conquering the highest mountain are victors in life. On the other hand, those who avoid such challenges and take the easy route, descending into the valleys, will end in defeat. And you know, we're not about defeat here at Waking Up with Linda McShann. We're about encouraging and empowering. We do not ever give in to our negativity or anyone else's. We never give up on our dreams. We always retreat, jumping in and progressing on to whatever that needs to be done as the mighty fearless lion, you know, shining with a bright smile, just like the bright sun, because we know that we can make the impossible possible. We have to study. We have to have that faith. And I'm feeling so proud of myself. I had to attend a meeting that was going on at the time that I'm prepping to come on. And, you know, I don't let anything interfere with encouraging you and getting that information out to you. But today I had to attend this wonderful meeting. I am so proud of myself over here. I have one set of gadgets over here working and one set of gadgets over here. You know, we have to learn. We have to grow. But anything that we must do, we have to be fearless with it. That's Ellen, the Beast of the East, is going to share with you because she's a fearless woman. I'm just going to play a little bit of this song just to get us in the mood, okay? Welcome in to Think Thursday. Think about it.
Lost in
That's right. And this lady that's on with us this evening is one of the fearless persons I know. Whatever she decides to get into, she tackles it. We have the Beast from the East, Miss Ellen Laughlin, on the line with us this evening. Ellen, how are you?
I'm great, Miss Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful. We appreciate you so much. I'm going to put my thank you ahead of time because, you know, we switch it up in the middle. And
oh,
that's something I
you.
Never like to forget is to show the appreciation that we have for you coming on.
Oh.
You know, this lady
can
help you sculpture your mind, your body, your thoughts, your everything, and anything she digs into, it is right on point. Ellen, I do not know what you're going to share with us this evening. I know you have an awesome thing working. I know that you have a very busy schedule, and I'm not going to keep you too long, and I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you tell us about it.
Okay, now?
Yes, now.
Okay, well, first thing I have to say is, I think this is the first time. Is that a new intro song music you have there?
The intro with the jingle. It might be a new jingle versus when you came on with us earlier.
That's
from my crew. You know, I like to deal with the young adults, and I like to encourage and inspire. So you got these awesome creative people out, and I say, you know, I need you guys to do me a jingle, and this is what I want you to do, and they did it. So that is a new jingle, Waking Up, and that is through Chaz Faulkner. He produced that, and the young lady that's singing on that is Amber Allen. But they're good at what they do, but they're that young love, and they can put it up.
I remember.
There, so
go ahead.
No, I said that's why I reach out for them, and everybody helps one. Each one teaches one. So we're all teaching each other over here.
Right, and I have to say another thing. You said it when you were introducing me. You said a lot of things when you were introducing me, but I remember one time, I think it was back in the day when we used to work together or I had left, and you said no matter what you decide to do, you do it. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you sometimes when I get, like, you know, down in the dumps and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, I always remember that, and that always lifts me up, you know? So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. At least somebody's listening to me, huh? I got to listen to myself over here. No, you don't stop.
Right?
You don't pull back. You go for it, no matter how long it takes you. You know, I believe in continuing to complete. No matter what obstacles you might face or what you have to do, people that have deep faith, you got to pull up whatever that faith is and move out on it because there's always hope. And once you understand the power that you have from keeping yourself encouraged, and the only way you're going to keep yourself encouraged is to continue to encourage others. See, that's a two-way street.
Right.
When you encourage, when I encourage you, those same words I'm saying to you or others, I'm saying it to myself, okay? It rings through my life like echo because we all need to do that. And I appreciate you so much. So, I guess you listen to me real good because you're always into it, and whatever you decide to do, you actually do it. So thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome. And on that note, well, there's two notes there. I'm on to something new, and I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Oh, and there's also, you said something about mountains or challenges or things that, like, get in the way, and, you know, you just got to, like you said, you just got to push through them, climb over them, and, you know, if something ain't working, then, you know, you just got to find something new. And what I like to do is make sure that I truly enjoy whatever that next thing is. Because if it gets too challenging, then I want to give up if I don't really like it, if I'm only, like, you know, half button it.
What someone else suggests, you have to move from your in. It's an in-out thing. And like when I give the lectures on purpose, purpose is not anything that you can buy or anybody can tell you what to do or anybody can suggest for you to do. That purpose comes from within, and only you can get on that journey to get to it.
Right.
And a lot of individuals will say, I'm standing in my purpose. No, you're not. you're on your way to
it. Right,
okay?
Right.
When you see your purpose, it's already done. So yeah,
right.
I'm glad you're listening to your big sis over here. And when you say doing
right.
things that you enjoy, you know, people say, "Well, Linda, you know, I think I had one person that Linda is doing the radio shows. Is that a hobby?" I say, "Well, you know, hobbies are things that you really enjoy, and I enjoy doing." Things. I enjoy doing this. I like to multitask and talk mess and all that other stuff. But I keep it kind of like in zero gear. They haven't really heard that number one shift yet. And I get it out there. You only get that in person. But it's a thing of no, I can say it's a hobby, but it's a necessity and a need. Because once again, when I'm encouraging others, I'm encouraging myself. When I light that candle for others, I'm brightening out my path. I'm moving, you know, and I turn on these headlights, you know, to be able to dig deep into the soul. Because it only comes from you to see your path. You have to put on your high beams. And when you put on your high beams, you will see things that must need adjusting or changing or let go. You see them, but you can't see them with dull lights. You got to put on the high beams. And in order to do that, whatever gets you to that point, you do double duty. And once you start digging down like that bulldozer, digging down within, you know, those roads start opening up. Sometimes they can be, they're different because it's all new, but you cannot have any fear. You got to walk on down them anyway, no matter what.
Right.
Never, ever, ever give up. Never.
Well, I got a lot of, I got so many roads opening up right now, I need a road map.
Okay. Okay, I'll help you draw one. Okay.
Right.
Tell me about them.
Yeah, well. You know, they always, like some people ask you that question, if, you know, you could do, like if you had $1 million or as much money as you wanted, like what job would you do that, you know, you didn't have to get paid for, you know what I mean? And I would say the job that I'm doing, and that's why I'm doing it, because I love it. I'm doing, fitness trainer, teaching people how to transform their lives, their bodies, their minds, their eating, their menu, you know. No, I had one of my clients say to me today, she's like, on one note, she said, maybe she's very overweight, obese, but she goes to the gym, she tries, right? So we were working out together, and she said, you know what? I think I want to train for a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, me and my other friend, look, we were like, wow, that's great. Like, we looked at each other, was like, really? And I'm like, that's great. And my other friend, who is similar in weight to her, you know, she's like, well, maybe I should train too. Mm-hmm. And it didn't sound just like people saying, oh, I have to lose weight, I have to go on a diet, you have to work out. You know, I really heard something different in them. And, you know, yeah, I did a competition, but, you know, let's use COVID as an excuse, or, you know, not having to leave your house. I put on some weight, too. So I was like, hey, maybe we should all train for a competition, you know, because even though there are different, you know, I hang out with 4 or 5 girls. We're all different sizes, but we all have the same problem. You know, we've talked. We all like to eat. You know, I didn't eat any food today. That's why I'm not feeling well. And, you know, I'm like, my friend was like, oh, go get some food on the way home. I was talking to her, and I'm like, no, I have such good food at home. It's only going to take me 15 minutes. I was within 3 blocks of my house, and I was looking around like a crackhead. Where am I going to eat? There's Carl's Jr. Should I get that? What am I going to, should I get some ice cream? Should I stop at the burger, Charbroil Burger? You know, I was having like an attack, and I held off. I said, no, you know, I'm trying to save money. I got tons of food at home. I'm just going to go home. So that was one disaster averted, right?
Okay.
On that note, funny how things all fit in together. I started on a personal level, I started taking Mayweather boxing classes.
Okay.
Because I needed to find something that I could challenge myself at. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I work out, I do this, but it's, I know what this is. I want to challenge my body and my mind. I want to make it work harder, and I want to push harder because I want to see a better result. So I did that. And then in the meantime, I've been training for the – I took a training course on what they call body sculpting. Now, it has nothing to do with fitness, so let me change the direction here. You're not working out. It's like body sculpting, lymphatic drainage, circulation, which then enhances your metabolism. That helps your metabolism work. So, like I said before, your body is like a family, not just your muscles, but the inside parts too, like your organs and. Let's see what else. So it's something called cavitation. I'll break it down. So, and I'll try and do it quickly because it's pretty simple.
Okay.
This concept is from Europe. It's been around about 90 years. That's why all those Europeans look skinny and have great skin.
Mm-hmm.
So cavitation, it's this machine that sends sonic waves through your body, like when people have a sonogram.
Okay.
Okay. So if you have these waves pass throughout your body for a long enough time, not just for 2 minutes, the session is about a half an hour. And what these waves do is they break down the fat cells into a liquid form. They break down the what's inside the fat cells, right? Because you can have a fat cell. It could be a small fat cell, and you're a small person. You know, you don't get more fat cells. Your fat cells just get bigger and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with this, it breaks down some of the fat cells into a liquid form, and then with a couple of other processes involved, we push it towards your lymph nodes. There are a certain amount of lymph nodes on the body, and what the lymph nodes do is release liquids and toxins and everything that shouldn't be in your body. So.
Okay.
Some people have a problem doing that on their own. Some people just have a slower system. You know, it's not meant to make you skinny, so it's not going to – you keep putting fat into it. It's not going to keep liquefying it unless it has help along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that helps you lose the weight. So you release it through your urine or excrement, feces. I'm trying to be politically correct here or else you know what I'll be saying.
Okay.
So, and your sweat glands, okay? So there's this other thing called radio frequency that we use, and with that, it uses heat to tighten the skin and the muscles.
Okay.
Okay, so you're, tightening everything up while you're losing. And then we do this other process called vacuuming, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's like a little suction cup. For the skin, and we use a certain directions, and we bring, again, everything towards the lymph node. So this is good for circulation, cellulite reduction, again, stimulating the metabolism, detoxifying you, tightening your skin. And then I'll leave the – oh, no, not the last. There's another process called wood therapy. Now, this is a thousands of years old technique from Asia, and it involves these wood tools that look like rolling pins of torture.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do to your body, so like one rolling pin is like a whole bunch of blocks put together. Another rolling pin has like all these like bumps and things on them, nodules. And then there's a couple of other ones, but what they all do. Now, this also is tightening the muscles, and it's actually like massaging your core, your abs, your obliques. It can be done on the back. And this is also I was working on somebody today, and she said, I feel it's like I got a deep tissue massage, like all around her core. And, it invigorates you. And check this out. It promotes collagen and elastin, which, tightens the skin and lifts it. So we all wanted that. And speaking of lifts, Miss Linda, do you know what I could do?
What can you do?
I can lift your booty.
Oh, really?
I can lift it up, I can pump it up, I could. Right? At a certain point, yes, at a certain point, everybody needs their booty lifted.
Yeah, they do. Because, you know, you don't squat. Sometimes you forget to squat, and then all of a sudden, you know, some of us need booty reduction. But even though it's large or small, it still needs to have a lift to it, okay? You need to have that backside,
exactly.
Right?
Because you've seen some, you know, flat, saggy booties, small, saggy booties, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't need that saggy.
No. No. I'm making America bootyful.
I like that. Let me ask you. Not cutting, because this treatment is, how can one connect up, or are you guys putting out any appointment times, or how can one connect in to have this? I need information.
Right. Well, soon I'll be getting my own website. But as of right now, actually just getting the number here for you.
Okay.
We are located in Culver City, Mar Vista.
Okay,
and it's called New Leaf. Mm-hmm.
New Leaf, L-E-A-F?
Yes, L-E-A-F Wellness.
Okay.
And that is located on 13347.
Okay.
Washington Boulevard.
Okay.
And it's Los Angeles. And the zip code is 90066.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you this. You know, we just, I'll also give you the phone number as well here.
Okay.
It is 424
835
4137.
Okay.
And their website is New Leaf Wellness LA.
New Leaf Wellness LA. Okay.
Yeah.
New Leaf
and
Wellness.
And I'll tell you.
Is it .com, .org, or?
Oh yeah, sorry, .com.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, it's like, right out the box, we just started it this week, so we are booked up until the end of next week. So if somebody wants to come in, call up ahead of time and make an appointment, appointment only.
Oh, by appointment only. Now, when they want, can they ask it specifically for you, or how should they do that?
Oh, yeah, well, Miss Linda, you know I'm the queen. I'm the only one there. I wouldn't have anybody else. It's all me or nothing.
Okay.
Oh, I'm, you know, I rule the roost, you know.
Okay. That's fearless in my element happen, and they will be greeted with a beautiful smile. This sounds exciting. I like the cat. I like it all, and you know I know about that.
Yes. You'll see for yourself.
Yeah, with the lymphatic drainage, people, you know, they say, well, what does that do? It does a lot of stuff. So I have some information here, some brochures here, some information that you send, and we have our time set, and I'm looking forward to experiencing. I kind of like that. What is that? What is it? The wood therapy. Yeah, I like it all, because it's like anything that's going to get everything moving, and especially prop it up, tighten it up.
Right, tighten it up. That's it. And I can do the neck area as well. Oh, so the parts that can be done are neck, like core, meaning the front, the sides, and the back.
Mm-hmm.
Arms, you know, like the upper arm area.
Mm-hmm.
Thigh, booty, and like inside, you know how sometimes people have like a little bit of thick inner knee area?
Yes.
That might make them feel uncomfortable. They could they could also get that taken care of too.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I wouldn't. I had a client, a personal training client of mine that does it, and she did it to me. So, you know, I saw results. So I wouldn't get into, you know, some people might say like, oh, that's all that hocus pocus and, you know, they're just, you know, talking out their booty. But I've seen it work. That's
okay.
Why I was like, this is amazing. And the way it works best is if you immediately after the session, you can get a workout cardio session in, like a half an hour or an hour. So being that I'm a trainer, I'm giving my clients the opportunity to, like, have the session, and then extra part would be to have a training session right after that, have the treatment and then the session, and that, like, increases the loss by, like, 60 to 100%.
Wow. So we're getting that
and then,
new. Getting that extra new nugget from you. We're going to get that nugget.
Yeah, because,
you know.
People be like, okay, I'll get the treatment, then I'll go work out. But, you know, once you get out that door and you want to go and you're tired, just get out of work, you're like, yeah, I want to work out tomorrow. You know, so this way I'm like, okay, right now let's go at least a half an hour.
Wow. Well,
and having the – oh, one more thing because this is super cool. Do I have time?
Yes, just a few minutes, and then
okay.
We got those. And you
okay,
can stay
okay.
on from Yoshi. What's up? You'll get a kick out of her.
All
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'll do that. So having that the booty enhancement and the ab enhancement, I also do laser lipo, but we'll have to talk about that another time. But before I get to what I want to say, I want to say something else. The good thing about this is it's non-invasive. You don't have to take time off of work. You don't have to go to the hospital. There's no recovery time. The only thing you'll have being that the core treatment and the booty treatment is that's equivalent to doing about 1,500 squats at one time and about like 2,000 sit-ups, or maybe it's vice versa. Don't quote me on those. But
okay.
It's equivalent to doing a lot of squats and sit-ups. So you might feel soreness as if you did 1,000 sit-ups.
Wow.
Wow. So it's amazing how the body works and what,
well,
you know.
The body is an interesting machine, and it all moves together. It's like interlocking things that have
right.
to move together, and that's why we have problems, because some things move and some things don't move. But coming out to go to the New Leaf Wellness Center, which is located 13347 Washington Boulevard, and that's in the Culver City Marina area. And I'm going to repeat this phone number, 424-835-4137. Again, the telephone number is 424-835-4137. They're booked this week, but I suggest over the weekend you call and get ready for next week, because I'm going to let you know the beast from the east knows exactly what she's doing. And if you lay your eyes on her, you'll understand that she eats right, she thinks right, she works out right, she enters many, many competitions, and she continues to compete, and she's fearless. And on that note, Ellen, we're going to say stay on the line. I'm going to take a break and bring Miyoshi what's up on. I'd like for you to listen to her. She is a jewel. So let me take a break here. We love you, Ellen. Thank you. You know
love
my appointment is already set. I'll call you later on tonight to find out how I should dress. I know I can't wear no stilettos up in there, so let me get my wardrobe ready. But I'm tired. I'm ready for the wood therapy. We love you, Ellen.
Oh,
we love you.
I love
you. Thank
you. Too,
stay
Linda.
On for a minute.
All right, you're
please.
Welcome. Okay,
thank
I
you.
Will. You're welcome.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy Yeah.
With love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, with love all through the land.
Yeah, we going into segment number two, and I have Miyoshi what's up on the line with us this evening. Miyoshi, are you with us with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan?
Yes, I am, and a happy Thursday, everyone. Shout out to everyone that made it over hump day. If you made it over hump day, you should be patting yourself on the back right now, literally. Happy Thursday. What's up, Wisdom?
Well, what's up? I'm just trying to gain more wisdom here. If you were on the line, you heard the beast from the east that was with us telling us how to get it together. And you're coming
yes,
on here
I
bringing
did.
Us about this transition. And we just want to share and care and let you know how much we appreciate you coming on. Because see, both of you guys, everybody is busy, but you take our time to care and share. And we love you for that.
Absolutely. You got to show love back to the people. Tonight's topic is transition. As you guys always know, I'm always transparent. So anything that I talk about, I'm going through a transition. As you guys know, 2 weeks ago, I graduated with my bachelor's in theology. And you think you done closed one door and then another door opened. But when the door opened, it's bats coming out of there. Elephants running.
Wait a minute.
Lions roaring. Deer.
You say when you open the door, the bats don't.
Deer. You know, just a wild jungle. But
okay.
after all the dust and everything, you know, disappears after the transition. It feels like a whirlwind, but when you balance yourself and you learn how to be calm, and not just because the things around you are going chaotic doesn't mean you have to be. And that's what I'm learning, even in situations. Even if a situation is trying to make you react in a certain way that you shouldn't react to, an old you, a dead you, you should, in the midst of that chaotic or situation that you're presently in, you should still be calm, because at the end of the day, you should still have control over you. And when I'm speaking this, I'm speaking to myself and just actually seeing growth in my transition and looking back at the situation and saying, wow, I really didn't react how I would normally would have reacted in that situation, which mm-hmm. kind of like gives me a pat on the back and kind of encouraged me that, hey, I am getting better, because if that would have back then, I would have probably flipped out or would have probably, you know, got depressed or, you know, went back into a show and not fully allowed my light to shine. But at the end of the day, when you open up new doors, it's always new levels, new devils. And you have to understand with different levels, you know, heavy is the one who wears the crown. And I understand that I am a queen and I sit on a throne, and that crown is very heavy sometimes. It's not easy. At the same time, I have to position myself and stay grounded of who I am, who I know that I am, who I know what the universe has called me to be, what God has called me to be, what I have seen, what I have heard. I have to continue to believe in it and have faith in that, in the midst of that. And with that being said, it makes the situation easier day by day to get through. And for me, you know, seeing myself, I it feels like I'm not even going through anything no more, because it feels so easy now, because I know what I have to do now. So it makes the situation better. Then it makes you look at the situation different now from a different point of view. When you look at it and it's like, dang, I really have myself in that shit. Oh, sorry. You know, look at yourself. Yeah, like, I really had that, like, wow, like, dang, you know, and you look at it and then you show gratitude to the situation that you're out of that situation and whatever that situation taught you. And I'm pretty, you know, every lesson is a blessing, and every blessing is a lesson, you know, cause and effect, universal law.
That's right.
So with that being said, I look at it, and I'm not even mad at the situation. I'm glad that I went through the situation, because it showed me I grown and I passed the test. And it also showed me areas of where I was actually settling in and where I would never settle, you know, in the next situation and allow myself to get my light anymore. So you show gratitude to that situation, because now you have grown and elevated, and you can no longer go back to that situation, because now that situation is dormant, it's dead. You know
it's
what I
dead.
Mean? It's kind of like, yeah, you know, it's kind of like that good word where, you know, they told Locke Weiss not to look back, or she'll turn to the pillar of salt. She didn't listen. And what did she do? She turned to a pillar of salt. So when life situations come at you and it happens, you have to learn from it, close the door, you know, show gratitude, because you can't go on with anger and hate and, you know, guilt and shame, because that means you're not healing. You're stagnant. You're still there. You're dying in the situation. You ain't dead yet, but you're dying, because all those things are affecting our organs. That's energy. It's keeping us, you know, dead away. So when you leave that situation, you can no longer go back to it, because you're no longer that person anymore. And even looking at the situation, it's like, well, I can't even see myself going back to that, because I'm no longer her. Like, wow, I evolved. Yeah. You know, wow, I evolved and I'm no longer her. And wow, and thank God I'm no longer her. I don't even want to be her anymore. Who was that girl? And,
excuse
you know,
me.
I don't want to meet her no more.
Yeah, look.
Yeah,
you
and sweetie.
It's like.
And sweetie. You know, and sometimes I look at myself like, wow. But, you know, show gratitude to, you know, every situation. So with that being said, transitions are actually blessings. You know, it's like a baby. You know what I mean? Growing pains. You know, you can't grow if it ain't no pain. And if it ain't no pain, you ain't growing. And that's just what it is. And sometimes pain hurts. It does hurt. You know what I mean? You can be numb to it, but eventually that it's going to lash out and show. You know what I mean? So embrace it. Allow yourself to feel hurt. Allow yourself to allow the pain to flow. You know what I mean? And then release it. And then go on about your day. And then look in your mirror, throw on that hot pink lip gloss and that hot pink neon biker shorts and that halter top. And you just roll on about your day. You know what I'm saying? Because you are a bad girl, you know?
That's true.
And you are a bad man. And you have to understand that. And I'm learning that. And I'm just grateful. I'm actually happy. Like, and it's growth. You know, it's growth to actually get into credit. Situation and look at it and be like, actually could laugh at it, you know, a week from now, you know what I mean? And a year from now, be telling a story to another girl that may have went through it, or, you know, another situation, you know what I mean? So it's just growth and another testimony, another stripe, you know, another purple stripe under my belt, because that was a war. That was a war,
was
baby.
A war.
You have to understand. It was a
war.
Well,
you know, those soldiers, what do we always talk about them? The war and soldiers already on the inside.
Yeah.
What is the statement, Miyoshi, that a lion can only be destroyed from his intestines and the parasites that are in his intestines? That's the only way you can destroy a lion, because, you know, that's the mighty king of the jungle, but you can destroy him from the inside. So what you're seeing just brings that up, you know, that those soldiers was down there warring, you know, trying to cut loose and hold back and block like Ellen was
missing.
You know, when I would always tell her, whatever you want to do, keep doing it. And we go back, you know, working on different type of projects and stuff together. And I've moved with her throughout the years, and I've watched her, you know. So I know, and the same with you, is like that brick wall. When you run into it, go through it, because you know it's some on the other side of it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a wall up there. And just to hear you say your growth and keeping control, it's very, very good to remain calm about
Absolutely.
Any situation, because you cannot think
Absolutely.
When you're emotionally and when you notice, when you say, now you know how people come at you, you know, they be throwing north, south, east, and west, like you say, the war, the doors opened up and the jungle charged out, right? And you
Girl,
just be sitting
I'm trying
up
to
say, there.
I said, what the hell is going on? What is this?
With the
butterflies is gonna fly, you know, and hummingbirds and birds is gonna sing.
You didn't
you know,
see
it
none
was
of
be, it was gonna be a yellow big road, baby, but that showed me. It also shows me too that I always gotta be prepared for war, because it ain't never gonna be easy. It's never gonna be easy, and that's okay. You know, because I'm always ready for a war. I mean, I'm a Leo, baby. I'm a lion.
And you're a warrior. You're a true warrior.
And I'm
you're going to go for what?
And I'm a
it's like
exactly,
with me.
Honey.
you go through it, and the, when the door opened up and all the tigers start jumping out, and the, whoever, the gooses or whatever, and my thing is, you know, you're there to support everyone, and then you give somebody an inch, and then they come back, and they want this, they want that, they want this, so then you sit back. You're grateful that you're even one to help them. You know, we all have to be here for each other. But some people kind of like push it. But there's that cutoff point. Yeah. Then you take that donut off.
Absolutely.
You know what? I don't think it's going to go that way. We have to do it this way. This is the protocol. It is not going to be altered. And so where you want to go with it? See, sometimes because you still have those that jungle that flies out, like you say, the bats and the gooses and everything else, they start flying out. And see, each animal carries its own energy. And so, but you're dealing with that lion. That lion is an animal that's true to what they are, you know. And if you can understand them, you'll know how to walk around them, because they lick their paws and lay back in the bushes on you and watch you and observe you and bring you cupcakes and everything else. But you get out of line. That lion will throw that head back and start roaring. But it's good to roar, and you should always speak up. But it's always better to do it in a calm manner. Because when you come down on it, you're more treacherous, because they don't know where you're coming from. So
absolutely,
I had to learn that lesson. I'm in your face type young lady. I always have been since the age of two. Okay, I know we can have some dialogue.
Yes,
no
we
problem.
Know, Linda.
But I find out when when someone comes ugly, I say, well, thank you for sharing that with me. And they don't know what to do, because they weren't expecting that. They was expecting a tear to come flying across the room. So when you say grateful and seen, and you're glad that you transition is what it is, and it is painful, but you have to keep control of yourself. I am so proud of you. You know, like you say, recognize the levels and the devils.
Yeah, you got to recognize it. New levels, new devils. I just want to, you know, encourage everyone to, you know, to stay encouraged, stay motivated, you know, continue to say your affirmations, continue to believe in yourself, continue to walk in your divine purpose without fear, but knowing that all powers within you, continue to seek truth. Because truth will always set you free.
Totally.
No matter what, it's liberating to know the truth in any situation. It will always set you free, you know. And with that being said, to my women, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Happy Thursday, peace and blessings.
Miyoshi, what's up? You let us know what's up today. That word transition, to make that transition. That's Miyoshi, what's up, y'all? She know how to bring it to you. She say she graduated. She was floating on cloud nine. She thought the hummingbirds was going to take us through the sky, and she opened up the door, and the jungle came out. I love it. Bam, surprise, but you got through it. And as you say, thank you for saying, now I can help another one. When I see them going through it, since I've experienced it, I can share my story with them. And that's what it's all about, those stories and the experience. That's the only reason why we're here. And that's the only reason why we experience what we experience, is to help another person. And I am so appreciative to you, because you are supportive. You are, again, fearless. I played my song, Fearless. You know, because that's what we have to be. And you have to, like you say, when you sit down and settle down, you say, well, who was that girl? I don't ever want her to come back here no more. You know, it's like my 52 personalities. You know, I got some personalities that I keep sedated on the beach, you know, with credit cards and chauffeur-driven limousines and my ties, because them girls will fly up in here without an airplane, and I know them. So I keep them sedated. So we, each one teaches one. So with you talking about your growth and what happened when you opened the door, it's going to carry me through the rest of the weekend and the week, because the whole jungle comes out of me sometimes. But I got my face shield on, and I got my protection on. And one thing, after talking with you, I'm going to stay and remain calm. We love you, Miyoshi. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening and a wonderful, wonderful week. Please.
Love you too, Linda.
Thank you so much. I'll be checking back with you. Love you. Thank you. What's up, guys?
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I survived. Hey.
Sculpturing through the lymph nodes. I will post that information out there. Miyoshi me. What's Up came on and shared how to go through that transition. She just went through a transition, and she shared with us. Tomorrow is Find It Out Friday. You're going to have to tune in and see what you're going to find out. We're still celebrating Prince. You know, we carry him all week. That was the greatest entertainer. I loved him. I loved his charisma, his performances, his classiness, his presentation, just Prince. His birthday was Monday, but we haven't forgot about him. And we want you to listen in and keep it up out there. Think Thursday. We love you here. Tune in tomorrow. We love you.
and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.